boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So we have two bathrooms here at Z102.9. There's one that's closer to your office, and then there's one that's like literally almost right outside my office. Don't ever use the one next to my office ever again. And that's the one that's also closest to the studio, too.
Yeah.
You might want to start packing a hike and go to the other one.
Was it a bug?
Let me tell you, the two things I've seen the last two times I've gone to the bathroom. Starting number one, the creepy crawler's back. The monster,
mm-mm.
Whatever bug it is, it's got like 16,000 legs on it. And this one is the biggest one I've ever seen.
Nuts. I need you to shut up.
And it was crawling the wall. And then it went behind. There's a cabinet in that bathroom, too. It went behind it. But just know, at some point, it's probably going to make its way to the toilet and bite your butt. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Then today, I used that bathroom stupidly because I really had to go, and I do now, so I might have to try to run to go to the other one. And I don't really pay attention to the sink. When I get done doing my business, you know, and you wash your hands, I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I'm like, oh, how's my hair today? Is the makeup still looking good? Do I got anything in my teeth? You know, I don't look at what's inside the sink. And now moving forward, I am scarred for dear life. I am looking at what's in the sink because I see it in the mirror. Crawling up the sink was a spider.
No.
And about touched me because I was like pretty much against the sink. I was like, oh, heck no, I don't want to be Spider-Man.
No. I don't know what to do. I will not go in there.
No, I think we need a pee bucket.
I'll go outside. I don't care.
Okay, good.
There's also bugs out there, but...
Yeah, but I don't see them as much. Don't go to that bathroom anymore. At all. I'm about to put a caution sign on it. You know, they definitely have those with Halloween around.
No, I need you to, because otherwise I might do what you did the second time today and accidentally walk in.
Get bit by
like wet my pants after I see that scary thing.
Okay, let's go to Spirit Halloween and get ourselves some
good. I've been wanting to go. I'll take this as a reason. There was beef in the kitchen earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Not the lunch somebody was making. Well, we were making lunch, but
I didn't have beef.
We had beef because you were hogging both of the microwaves.
Yeah, okay. Nobody was in the kitchen. And so I was like, well, I need to cook my sausage and I need to cook my French fries, too. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to take both microwaves.
Because we have two, but there's only two.
No, 100%. As soon as I close the door and I'm starting to hit 1 minute, you go, well, way to hog the microwaves.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can wait. It's like 1 minute. We'll be fine. And then I get my stuff out and I turn around. And then you take both microwaves.
You bet. I sure did.
I was like, why'd you yell at me if you're going to take both microwaves?
Well, I guess that's the rules around here. Is everybody is just worrying about their own lunches.
Wait in line. I'm taking both. Next time I'm going to take both microwaves and both stoves. And then I'll really make you mad.
See, I'm waiting for somebody who has more power than I do that says that you are like suspended or something naughty for using all of the kitchen appliances at once.
What? Now that you say that, that's what's going to happen is there's going to be signs in the kitchen that says, please only use one microwave at a time. I just know
you just wait.
Uh-huh. It's going to be you. You're the one who wrote it.
I won't write it, but I will tattle and have somebody else write it.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So was anybody else tempted to call out of work today after the hangover that was the Tavis engagement yesterday?
Me too.
I just felt exhausted. I mean, in the best, most excited for them way, but it was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was for everybody. I saw so many videos last night of college classes getting dismissed because they're like, I can't focus. You guys can't focus. Go home. There were schools making announcements over the intercom.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. And my favorite ones are like that you can hear the kids screaming in the background because they're so excited. Well, unfortunately, we're here at work as responsible adults. But with the announcement of the engagement, it's been enough time that people are really digging into it. And I know she said that Taylor said that she doesn't put Easter eggs in her personal life. There's a lot of things about this engagement that people have kind of decoded that I wanted to go through with you.
Okay.
So I said this to you yesterday because I was like, what time did she post it? Because I feel like that has to have some sort of significance. 1 p.m., which is 1300 in military time.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah.
I'll buckle up because we're going down the crazy hole right now.
Okay.
The engagement happened yesterday, August 26th. 26 divided by 2 is 13. It had also been 13 days since she was on the podcast on August 13th. Yesterday was the 26th. The song The Prophecy is the 26th track on the Tortured Poets Department, which is about like really wanting to find love, basically. She obviously has a song called August that puts those two together. Somebody's crazy for researching this. Travis Kelce is Taylor's 13th boyfriend, apparently.
Wow.
Weird. I'm not sure that really matters. People are also saying
it does, because it's 13th is right, the magic number.
Yeah, I mean, my God, it's everywhere. If you haven't realized, the new like letterhead logo that she's been using on her website and when she writes like letters and stuff for this new era, it's shaped exactly like her ring.
No.
Like the vintage.
So she must have, I bet you they went shopping together.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
And so she knew what it looked like and she was just saying, hopefully this new era comes with an engagement.
Yeah, matches. And then the last thing that people realized in hindsight is that she's obviously has The Life of a Showgirl coming out in October. And she's been putting out some different vinyl variants with different names. Yesterday, before she announced the engagement, the variants were Champagne, Red Lipstick, and Lace, which all feel pretty bridal. And people were like, was she hinting towards it? And we just all didn't even realize. And now, obviously, we know that. I don't think that was a coincidence.
All the things that land on, you know, the number 13th with, or number 13 with it being, you know, all the things that you just said. Do you think that she is such a mastermind and she plans for all of this, right, to end up somehow equaling or somewhat meaning a 13?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just think that her life is just that lucky and that much of a coincidence that everything tends to be a 13? Because if that's the case, she's a magician. She's a wizard. Like, she's not human at this point. Like,
well, I think that's what I'm saying.
I think we can all agree she's not human. Maybe we really do have aliens on this planet after all.
Dude, if there is an alien, it is Taylor Swift, 100%.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
My sister, Caitlin, is a huge Swiftie and really has been since the very first album.
I did not know this about her.
Oh, yeah. I remember her having like a CDs of Taylor.
Mm.
So, you know, she listened to our podcast, Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast yesterday, because she wanted to know what were we talking about. She knew we were talking about Taylor and Travis, but she wanted the tea.
Okay.
So she listens to the podcast and then she's popping off on my text telling me when she thinks Taylor and Travis are going to get married. No, this girl knows sports. So keep that in mind. She goes to tons of football games and baseball games. So she also knows sports.
She has the best of both worlds, truly.
She really does. So she started with, unless Travis retires very soon, then yeah, their wedding is likely to be between March and June, maybe because football camp starts early. So then she breaks it down even more. Brock Purdy got married last March.
Yeah.
Haley Steinfeld and Josh Allen got married in May.
Yeah.
Simone Biles got married in May.
Mm-hmm.
So if we, from then, we're looking between, lots of people got married more in May. One got married in March, which is Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
But she said it could be anywhere between like March and June. So then I looked into it even further. If Taylor loves 13, we got to really analyze this, okay?
Right.
February 13th. We're going to start then because the Super Bowl would have already happened this February, okay? I think it's February 8th or something.
Yeah.
February 13th is a Friday. Same for March. I just don't think that Taylor would want to get married on Friday the 13th. It just comes with bad luck. So I'm going to rule out Friday and March that I don't think she's going to get married. April 13th is on a Monday. Does she want to get married on a Monday? I don't know. Then we look into May. It's a Wednesday. People are busy. So I don't know that they're going to do it. I'm landing on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting married June 13th. It's a Saturday. People love a Saturday wedding.
Okay.
It's the 13th.
It is.
He's done with football.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to lock in, based on what she told me and me looking at the calendar, Taylor and Travis are getting married June 13th. I'm putting in right now.
Oh, yeah. I need you to, like, write this down, and I am going to set an alarm 8 months in advance on my phone.
At 1 o'clock. They're going to do it at 1 o'clock because in military time, it's 13.
Okay, this is now turning into a little bit of crazy town. I love a question on TikTok to get y'all riled up, and I have one for you.
Okay.
Because I can't wait to see how you're going to answer this. I thought it was a pretty easy question. I fear it's going to be more difficult for you.
Oh, great.
So,
Everyone's going to know how stupid I am.
Well, no, it has nothing to do with intelligence. Don't get worried. Okay,
good.
It's more so about relationships. So this girl asks, would you rather share a twin-sized bed with your partner every night? And you must share the twin-sized bed.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sleeping separate. Or would you rather have two completely separate bedrooms and you cannot sleep with each other at all, ever? You can hang out in each other's bedrooms before you go to bed, but when it's time to go to sleep, you have to go to your separate rooms and your separate beds.
This is easy. I want the twin bed.
You are sick. Why?
Well, because I feel like our king bed we have right now, I'm like, are you over there, there? Like, he's so far away.
Oh, it's my favorite feeling.
And I hate it. So I would rather have to be stuck, cuddled right up next to you. You can't move. Now, it would suck because we have our dogs and cats like to sleep with us,
too.
Oh,
you'd never fit.
We would never, ever fit. But I don't think I want to ever do separate bedrooms.
I don't think I would either. However, I already get grumpy with him if he's up in my business.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, does he get angry with me when he tries to come to bed after gaming a long night and I'm sprawled out in the middle of the bed. That I'm like, I think if we had to choose between the two extremes, pack it up, buddy. Get your own room.
Well, I would say separate bedrooms in past relationships just because they snore.
Mm.
Thank God, neighbor man, don't do that. Mm. But the day that he snores, get me three houses down, please, because I can't do a snorer.
Do you think he would say the same thing at this point, that he would rather sleep in a twin-size bed?
Oh, he's going to pick the other bedroom. Oh. I just know he would. He doesn't want to be that close.
Okay, can you confirm that and come back tomorrow?
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I've been trying to be on my best behavior over here because our lovely lawn crew has been out doing some yard work for us, and I'm like, I don't want them. I keep accidentally like catching eyes with them because I can feel like people moving behind me, and I'm like, oh God, don't make awkward eye contact. But I couldn't help but notice one of them had on like the lawn mowing uniform. You know what I mean? Like when you see a dad out in the lawn, we're talking cut off tank.
Mm-hmm.
We got the cargo short.
Mm-hmm.
And some really solid dad tennis shoes. And as I saw that, I thought, you know what? Respect. But then I got curious because you are the lawnmower in your home, or you claim to be, even though you kind of have bailed a little bit.
I've done it like 6 times now.
Give us the GRWM. Get ready with me. What is your lawn?
Get ready with me to mow the lawn.
To mow lawn.
Dude, it changes every week.
Okay.
I will be honest with you. If it's bloody hot, I'll wear shorts.
Yes.
But if it's not, I want to cover my legs. I don't want crap to get...
I would get so itchy.
Uh-huh. So I'll wear like leggings or something. That's usually what I wear.
Not dad core quite yet.
Oh, no. The same shoes every single time. They're old, like cheer coach shoes that I had to like match the team. Sorry. No.
The grass stand yet?
Oh, yeah. Mm. It was last week when I kept killing the mower because it was so high.
Yeah.
That's when they really got stained.
Okay.
And then the shirt's usually the same. It's just like a t-shirt and stuff. But I did wear my Apple AirPod Pro Maxes or whatever they're called last time, and I loved it.
Okay.
Because I couldn't hear as much.
That's
awesome.
Great.
What?
I feel like we need to upgrade the dad.
We need to sexify it?
The dad mode. Yeah. Like you need like a bald eagle t-shirt or something.
Yeah.
Or a beer.
Uh-huh. Bush Light.
Yes.
Something
of the sort. I think that's your first step, especially because, you know, it's cooling down. I don't expect you to wear shorts or cargo shorts or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think we need to get you a lawn mowing
tee. It's got to have holes in it.
It's got to have holes in the armpits and stuff.
Uh-huh. 100%.
And then something like a big wolf on the front or something.
100%.
Okay.
And then some cargo shorts and, I don't know, New Balances.
New Balance, yeah.
Okay.
And then like a keychain that you can open your beers on.
I'll be drinking and mowing.
Hello, Dad. Welcome.
Am I planning a wedding just like Taylor Swift? Am I in my fiance era? No.
Of course not.
I told you that, you know, jokingly, I said to my boyfriend an ultimatum. I said, I'm not playing video games because he really wants me to until you propose. And he goes, well, I'm not proposing until you play video games. Well, I could just tell last night the way he was talking about playing video games. And I said it first. I said, no, I just got home from working late. I want to take a shower and I want to go to bed. And he got all sad. And so then I was like, well, okay. Sometimes you have to do things in life you really don't want to for your partner. So I video gamed with him last night, even though I did not want to. But let me tell you, it made his day. I could just tell it made his day. So he was playing on his computer in the other room, and then I was playing on the new, like, handheld thing that we've got. It's basically like a PC. I don't know what it's called. It's like a Nintendo Switch, but for a PC. And we're playing the game. I think it's called Peak. Basically, you're trying to climb a mountain or something. I don't really know. And then you have to watch out and make sure the fog doesn't get to you or certain plants don't hurt you. It was weird. But he was so excited. And he was like, the whole time, because we can chat or whatever, he's like, Pookie, come here. So I didn't.
Oh my God. And there were there random people on
no,
this?
No, but there wasn't. And he's like calling me, you know, like, you know, cute little names and stuff like that. I'm like, this is clearly making your day. I think he wants to do it again tonight. Can I please, for the love of God, stay at your place?
Oh, mm-mm.
Why?
No, you're weak. Because you know who I, at that rate, I think Curly could probably convince you to play. He constantly doesn't ask me to game with him, but same thing. He's like, can't you just sit in the room with me and like, I'll play my game and you play on your iPad. And I'm like, dude, no. What do you want me to do? Sit on the floor like a dog? I'm not doing that. But it sounds like you are weak and you will be convinced.
We need to get you a beanbag chair is what we need.
Or a big doggy bed, I guess. Maybe I'd consider it.
Yes, at that rate, we're a dog.
I mean, I don't know. I think you're going to end up doing it again tonight.
Oh, I have a feeling Curly just heard this, and he's going to ask you to play. He'll be like, see, Disney, please.
Stop talking. Unfortunately, I think tonight is the beginning of the end with my boyfriend Curly because
I'll smack her.
Okay.
Well, there's a potential it's a girl. What is it?
I'm losing him to someone else, and that someone else is NFL fantasy draft season.
What is it? I thought the NFL started today. Like, I didn't.
No. Well, preseason's been going on, but the official NFL season is like September 7th or something.
Is this when we figure out who's Mr. Irrelevant? That's all I care
about. No, that already happened. That's just the regular
who's
draft.
Who's Mr. Irrelevant?
Well, I don't know. He's irrelevant. I have no idea. Isn't that the whole point?
You're so stupid. He's irrelevant. How did you not know that?
I don't know. No, that already happened. I'll have to Google that.
So irrelevant, we don't even know.
I don't even know. No, this is for his fantasy. You know, like.
Oh, is this where people pay in and they got teams?
Yes.
And then you can win a jackpot?
Correct. Here's the problem is he has like. I don't even know how many different fantasy leagues that he's in. He does it with, like, family members, and he does one at work, and he does one that's called, like, a legacy league. And he has, like, a million. Tonight is the first draft of all of the
leagues.
Did
you participate last year?
Are you kidding me? No, I didn't participate. I don't even know what any of it means.
Okay, but didn't his family want you to participate or something?
I was in a golf something.
That's what it was. Yeah, I don't know sports.
No, that I just had to like guess who was gonna win. This is different because you have to like pick your guys and pick your team and your offense and your defense. And I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you lost me.
So, and he's already like texting me like, oh, can't wait for the draft tonight, babe. I'm like, I'm so excited for you.
Okay, can I ask stupid questions?
I don't know if I'm gonna have an answer.
Too bad Spencer's on the radio right now. We might have to interrupt this program.
You gotta call in.
When you're saying he's got to pay attention to the draft tonight, is this something on the telly? Like, are we watching this on the telly?
No. It's through, I don't know if they do it through an app, but also he's told me he's one of his specific leagues they do on paper. I don't know.
Why do we have to do it tonight?
Because that's when everybody could get together and meet.
Oh, so not everybody's doing their league, like outside the world, are doing their leagues tonight.
No, everybody has their own thing.
What do you have to do? When's the assignment due?
Probably by the first game.
When's
September 7th, maybe?
Okay, you knowing that.
Well, it's a guess. It's an educated guess.
Well, maybe we should do one.
We don't know what we're doing.
No, I don't. I'm just going to pick whoever's hot.
You know what? That is a concept.
And then Mr. Irrelevant, whoever that is, because we still got to figure that one out.
Okay, you got your team. There you go.
You ever notice in life that when you buy something really expensive, let's say like a TV or something, it's like the next week you see they're on sale and you're like, are you freaking kidding me? Or someone offers you a TV.
Yeah, your family member's like, I'm getting rid of this. Who needs it? And you're like, why?
Where were you last week?
Yeah.
Okay, same thing is happening to me. It is not a big purchase. It's cucumbers. So I was buying my groceries on like Sunday and I wanted cucumbers for lunch and for dinner this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought them. But I swear to God, every corner I turn, there's free cucumbers. I could have saved my money.
Who's got free cucumbers?
Okay, so it started with somebody in my neighborhood. They had it on like the way that their house is built. They've got kind of like a hill and then it's like a nice little curve that's got like blocks or, you know, cement.
Yeah.
And right on there, they said, a sign that said free cucumbers. And there was cucumbers next to it.
Stop it right now.
I could have just robbed them of their cucumbers.
Yeah, you could have.
Then I was leaving the gym this morning and I see a basket of cucumbers that say they were free.
At the gym?
Yeah.
What?
And I'm like, why did I buy cucumbers this weekend when everybody else is just apparently throwing them away for free?
I'm just upset. Like, the people in my life need to step it up. My neighbors. Plant the cukes. The people at my gym.
What'd you say, plant the
cukes?
I've never heard that before.
Nobody at my gym's supplying free cucumbers.
Oh. You need better people in your
life. No. If I learned anything, is that my life sucks.
I loved coming to work this morning. Because I had the heat on in the car the entire way. I live for this moment.
I love when you can do that and not be like, oh, now I'm too hot all of a sudden, or mm-hmm. oh, I got to crank it because it's still way too mm-hmm. cold. Bonus, bun warmer weather.
It's bun warming weather all the time for me. You're just now getting into bun warming weather?
Yes. I feel like lately, even like at the end of the day when we're leaving work,
yeah.
and the car's been sitting out in the sun, at least the inside of mine is a little toasty. I don't need the bun warmer on.
Oh, see, I do it for my back. Okay. Less of my buns, but mostly because of my back.
That still makes me sweat.
Oh, it does. There are days
oh.
that I have like the air conditioning blowing, but my butt and my back are on fire. And I'm like, I'm sweating. Get a little swampy down there, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that is something we could have all inferred and didn't need you to say. For sure.
Yes, you talked about.
I'm glad that weather is gone and past and everything is
not
dry
swampy.
And dandy.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Okay, it's been like at least 30 minutes since we talked about Taylor and Travis, so that means it's about that time again.
We got to do it again.
We got to talk about it again. Because it's consuming my life. It's consuming my For You page on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, immediately the Swifties are digging for details. They are debunking. They are decoding. Okay. So the first thing I saw was that we should have seen this coming because of Travis's hair. Obviously, he plays for the Chiefs and they have been in training camp getting ready for the NFL season. And they post a lot of photos. They post a lot of videos. He's always mic'd up and is super funny. And people noticed like he was kind of growing his hair out. He was looking a little shagadelic there okay. for a minute. And then all of a sudden, he popped out with a fresh cut. Let me tell you why that's significant. Because their one-year anniversary, Travis and Taylor Swift, is July 26th. July 27th, he is posted up with that fresh haircut. Did you notice that he had a fresh cut in the Instagram photos of their engagement announcement?
No.
So people were like, oh my gosh, it had to have happened like right around that time, the one-year anniversary, that feels like appropriate. That yeah. feels like that was maybe something that was planned. So then more questions were answered by none other than Travis's father, Ed Kelsey. This man went on the news last night.
Oh, my God.
And spilled the tea. I'm sure with
Do you think he'll
permission.
Get in trouble? Oh.
I don't think so. Because he didn't say anything, like,
bad.
Totally crazy.
Too much.
He said that the proposal was, in fact, just under 2 weeks ago. And that was right around the time that she was on the podcast or right before. But we don't know for sure if they were engaged on that podcast. People now, though, have gone back and watched, obviously, because they're like, can we tell? Is there any signs that they were engaged in hiding it? At one point, Taylor says, I have to thank this podcast because it got me a boyfriend. And as she says, it got me a boyfriend, she starts like grabbing at her ring finger. And Travis looks over and kind of makes like a, not a scared or a surprised face, but a suspicious face of her being saying that she got a boyfriend from it, because maybe they were already fiancés. Who knows? It looks suspicious. So Travis's dad, Ed Kelsey, also revealed that he was originally going to do it this week. So the engagement actually happened 2 weeks ago. They just announced it yesterday. That he was going to propose this week, but apparently Taylor was getting a little antsy.
Me too.
I knew you were going to say that.
God, I'm just like a celebrity.
Yeah, she's just like us. He wanted to make a big spectacle out of it, which I would argue that he did. But everybody's telling him, his dad, Taylor Swift's dad, was like, dude, you could do it on the side of the road and it's going to be fine. Like, you guys are in love. It's going to be special regardless. Yeah. Stop overthinking it. So he popped the question at a garden in Lee's Summit, Missouri. It was after he was at training camp all day. He said, let's go grab a glass of wine. Walks out there with her. Does it with all the flowers around.
Yeah, but there was a photographer there.
Well, yes.
So it had
to have
been somewhat planned.
Well, yeah. Okay. It was definitely planned. Ed Kelsey, Travis's dad, said that he knew it was coming. He was not surprised when he found out that Travis was going to propose. He said that he could have even seen it coming last year, which is crazy because I guess I didn't realize they've only been together for a year.
Yeah.
And we're doing all this. But he said, like, honestly, that could have happened last year and everybody would have been like, yeah, that makes sense.
It's funny. Do you know that, I wish I remembered his name. I think their last name is Coach, I think, or something. There's the girl. She's an ex-NFL wife. I mean, he used to be in the NFL.
Yeah.
And then he is no longer in it. They got a kid together.
Okay.
Anyways, she gave him crap because she's like, you made me wait 6 years. And Taylor didn't have to wait that long.
1 year.
And so then he made a TikTok video and he was like, men, listen up. We got to start taking notes from Travis Kelsey. You can't make your woman wait that long.
There was no beating around the bush.
Uh-huh.
And then my favorite part is that Ed asked Travis last week, because obviously they've been engaged for like 2 weeks. He's like, when are you guys going to reveal it to the world? The inner circle, the family members knew that it had happened. But he was like, when are you going to announce it to the world? Travis is a smart man. And he said, when Taylor says so.
Yes.
And Taylor chose yesterday, and that's why we all know now today.
Well, see, I'm not going to be like Taylor, and I'm not going to, like, wait 2 weeks. You know, everybody's going to know right away.
If you would live stream it, I think.
You're right. Yes, I would. I wish it would happen live on the radio.
We can make that happen. Never man call me.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I wouldn't be shocked if my boyfriend, neighbor man, does not come home tonight and, I don't know, stays with his parents or something or finds a friend.
What'd you do?
Because I was so annoying last night. And I'm going to be annoying for quite some time. You cannot have Taylor and Travis get engaged and not let me get here. I'm going to let you know right now. I'm a jealous person. I've always been a jealous person. It's a bad thing to be. It freaking sucks. And now I'm jealous even more. When's it my turn?
Right.
I want to plan a wedding. I want to get married.
Are these the things you were saying? Like, can you give me a taste of, like, what? How did it begin?
Oh, Taylor.
Because I'm not going to lie, at my house, I'll be quick about this. Didn't really do much. We were kind of exchanging funny TikToks and tweets back and forth, and that was really it.
But he didn't say anything like, your turn's coming, babe.
Oh no, I did say, like, look at that ring.
That and nothing,
with a little eye twitch, and he was like, oh god, I need to buy a car first.
Okay, I'll give him the benefit of the
right,
doubt.
And that was really it at my house, so I would love to know what the marathon.
Okay, so he's home, and I'm like, so are we gonna talk about it? And I think at that point he thought he was in trouble, So I was like, so are we going to talk about it?
Oh, my God.
And I gave him a little attitude with it. He goes, what? And I said, you know. He goes, no, I don't. And I said, no, you do. And he goes, oh, is it the big news today? And I said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. And he said, when I sent him the screenshot, he actually thought you got engaged. Because I
said, oh, my God.
And then he was like, I'm doomed. If Taylor's engaged, I'm really doomed because she'll never let me down.
Yeah, he would be in the doghouse.
He would be. But no, I just the whole night, I'm like, so when's it my turn? When's it going to happen? And I'm trying to get information out of him. And honestly, he caves a lot. He's holding his ground pretty well. Mm. He just says there are two ideas that he has, but both aren't going to work out this year. And I said, well, I'm not waiting until next year.
Oh, my God. Is that a threat?
Well, why do I got to wait any more longer? We both know we want to get married. Why don't we just do it? And that's what I said to him. I said, well, why don't we just get married? We know we want to do it. Why don't we just get married? Let's go to the courthouse.
Okay, so I have a serious question then, because...
What do you do it?
No, I mean, like, you're like, oh, I don't want to wait until next year. I don't care. I just want to get engaged now. But it sounds like he's waiting because he has a vision of doing something special. You don't care if it's like you get out of the car and he's already down on the knee, that you just care about being engaged that much.
I just want to get married. I'm really excited. Here's the thing. I think he has a lot of pressure that he has put on himself, mm-hmm. because he knows how much of like rom-com loving kind of girl that I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's putting this like huge thing on him of like, I need to make it perfect. I needed to make it like the rom-coms like that you see in the TV shows and the movies. And I know he's going to get a photographer. I do know that.
Okay.
So he's trying to go all out. And I'm like, dude, do it like right before bed. I'd be excited.
Okay. So now we care about speediness.
Yes.
And you have a camera on your iPhone.
You're right.
Okay.
Can we just set it up in the corner?
I mean, it sounds to me like he's really... making it worse for himself just by waiting more and more.
I know. He's going to keep getting it, especially with Taylor Swift being engaged.
And you're just going to keep getting meaner about it. A couple of days ago, I told you my boyfriend Curly's dad gave me some homework to fix the Velcro on his putter cover for his golf clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was nervous about it because I'm like, if I screw this up, is he going to hate me? Is he going to think I'm stupid? Is he going to think I'm irresponsible? Also, I don't really want to ruin something that he mm-hmm. potentially spent a decent amount of money on. I don't know how much he paid for that thing. So I finally, after lots of procrastinating and just staring at the thing, I did it. I ripped out the old Velcro.
Okay.
And then I sewed in a new piece. And by God, did I kill it. It's not pretty. It's not like... gorgeous. You can see the string because I, if anybody was wondering, don't really know how to sew. I just kind of can fake it till I make it. So I did that, came over to our house over the weekend, and I was like, hey, by the way, here's your putter cover. I'm sorry, it's like not super cleanly done, but I think it is sticking better than it did before, but let me know if it's not working for you. And he's like, oh my God, I got another one for you.
Like, oh dear. Oh.
What have I done is the problem. And now, guess what? There's another freaking putter cover sitting on my kitchen table waiting to be repaired.
Are you getting paid for this?
No, I'm like, what am I? No, am I going to charge him for the $4 roll of Velcro that I bought at Target? No.
Oh my God, I'd be charging for this.
His dad?
Well, yeah.
Like, yeah, pay up.
You're putting in a... No, you can make Curly pay. How about that? I'm like... You're doing this out of the kind. I feel like you deserve something. It's not easy.
I mean,
but you should make Curly pay for it.
They often bring us pizza. So I'm kind of like, is this like an equal thing? But then from there, so this putter cover, the second one I haven't fixed yet. And then his mom is like, wait a minute. Curly's brother's pants have a hole in the seam. Do you think you could fix that? And I'm like, What have I done?
Again.
I need to mess something up, and I just need to decide which thing it needs to be.
Let me get on Canva, do some doodling, but I could send him, like, you know, a sales package of some sort. Taylor's Sewing. Pick your package.
And you're going to be, I like that.
I'll be your sales rep. I get commission, though.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
I'm coming up with the contract.
You get to spend time with me, and that's your, that's it.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Well, congratulations, kids. You're back in school. The first day was always my favorite. After that, I didn't care for it.
Yeah, it was like first day you like called your friends the night before, like, okay, what are you wearing? Are you wearing, should we wear a skirt?
Yeah. And then when you got to like middle or high school, you would call the night before, even the week before, and you're like, what classes did you get? What period of lunch are you in?
Oh, yes.
Oh my God, you're in B, I'm in A. Who am I going to sit with?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have no friends.
Seriously, like life altering.
No, 100%. And then you find out you only have one class together when you tried to get the whole schedule to be the same. Oh, it was the worst.
Back to school.
I don't miss it. Well, back to school is happening. And this trivia question is for you, parents. A new survey says that 40% of moms do this when they drive their kids to school. What is it?
Wonder if it's something anybody did this morning.
I know. I'm like, if you drove to school, think about everything you did.
That drop off, though, it'll get you. Mm-hmm. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
You ever see the lines for that?
Dude, it's crazy.
Ridiculous.
You guys are warriors.
At that point, it is a full-time job. Just sitting in that line alone.
Oh, my gosh.
I wouldn't leave. I'd just sit there all day.
I'd take, like, some knitting or something to do.
Start there at 8 a.m. and stay until 3.
Yeah, why not?
A new survey says that 40% of moms do this when they drive their kids to school. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
For most, today is the first day of school. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little disappointed in my sister. She's posted photos of my nephews, but not with the board. I wanted to know what do they want to be when they grow up, you know, things like that. Favorite color. That's what I look forward to.
Are they at the age that they're like,
you know,
too
what?
Cool for it, maybe?
The oldest one, probably. I could see him being like, Mom, that's lame. But the little one, I could... He doesn't really like photos, so maybe that's the other reason why, but she still took photos. I'm going to be threatening her later. Just kidding. I need to know what my nephews want to be when they get older. That's what I look forward to.
Give them a call.
That's true. I could just do that. Tonight's trivia question in honor of the first day of school. A new survey says that 40% of moms do this when they drive their kids to school. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, 9301 said sing slash dance in the car in the most frustratingly embarrassing way possible.
Why do I feel like that was personal? Like they did that this morning.
Or had a parent who did that to them. Hi, welcome.
Taylor.
Mom, just know.
What did Mama Kris Jenner do?
She would play things such as Milkshake very loudly.
Mom,
Strawberry Hill Elementary, like my milkshake brings on the boys to the yard, and people are like, "Who is that?" And I'm like, "Oh, that's my mom."
Okay, but
they're better than yours.
You're saying she played this?
Yeah,
it's just Mama Kris Jenner.
I can't make this up. This is very real. Like, you know, when you're in middle school, you're not to the age where you can drive yet. And you don't want to be seen being dropped off.
At what point did you tell her to drop you off 3 blocks away?
Ah, she loved it. And I know what? Everybody was jealous that she was my mom.
Just wait until she gets older and you drop her off at the nursing home.
Oh, unfortunately, she would love that.
Never mind, it's not going to
work out. There's no getting even because this woman loves that song.
Dennis texted in and said, hi, goofy gals. I think you should make... that the name of your segment. Oh my God, yeah, we should.
Goofy gals.
You ladies have fun and definitely are silly. I think the name would be cute. Dennis, anyways, my guess is that they cry. Mm-hmm. I did not have my glasses they're on, but I could not read that. Jeez Louise.
Cry. Maybe on the first day.
Happy tears.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Get out of here.
They're listening to this on the way home. Woo! My milkshakes.
I also cried when I got into school. No, I'm just kidding. Mom, I loved it. It's great.
Loves it now. Hated it then.
It's a really great memory. 1102 said that they stop for coffee.
Oh, yeah. You have to treat yourself.
Or, you know what? I'm going to do that even better. Stop for donuts.
Oh, I thought you were going to say milkshakes.
Oh, I missed that opportunity.
I thought you set that one up.
Do you think that's what my mom was up to?
Getting milkshakes?
I mean, anything's possible.
The boys had to come to the yard somehow.
Oh.
I don't like this anymore.
Tonight's trivia question. A new survey says that 40% of men, moms, I cannot read right now. Do this when they drive. It's moms, by the way. Do this when they drive their kids to school. Listen, I hope everybody texts in milkshake after this.
I feel like there are other people out there who had the same experience as me. Mm-hmm. Let me know if your mom was a milkshake fan. You can text in your guests.
What flavor?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in two songs.
Her mom's still jamming to this day.
I know. I'm waiting for her to text me and be like, how dare you? She's proud of it.
I want to go on a car ride with your mom.
You know what? And I bet she still does it
this next
day.
Time she drops off bread to the work. She needs to play that song.
I'll let her know. Crank it.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question in honor of the first day of school for most people. The question is, a new survey says that 40% of moms do this when they drive their kids to school. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
No shame in a good game, but they wear their pajamas. I would.
Mm-hmm.
I freaking would. Except for just knowing my luck, that's when the principal wants to talk. Right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Or you see somebody you know in the line. Again, we don't know because we don't have kids, but I just imagine that's what would happen to my luck, you know? The principal's like, hey, I need to really talk to you about your son or daughter. And I'd be like, can we FaceTime?
Yeah. See, at this point, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't care. I go through the drive-thru in my pajamas, but it's the kid.
I was going to say,
they would never.
You don't care because you grew up with this.
Hey.
She pulls up. That I imagine if you had kids, you would pull up to milkshake.
Oh, for sure.
In your pajamas. You're like, you want to talk about my kids? Let me get a milkshake first. or let me bring my milkshake in. I have a feeling you probably are slippery.
I would not say that to anybody in authority.
No. It's not what I meant. I meant the drink.
This is why we're not parents.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.